cash back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Stick around hour two of Reality Radio. We'll talk a little Phillips volleyball. Head coach Colin Hoagland will join us. We'll talk a little bit about Lena. I think Big G may even stop on by. And we'll have Scott Schultz, the director of the Flambeau River YMCA, in for his monthly visit at 9:45, and a few other local things. I may try to coerce Gray into here. There's another football topic I want to talk about with him. So we'll see. He's busy and we're just sitting here. So we'll see if he makes it in here. We've got another hour of Reality Radio coming up. We'll kick it off with a news update in 1 minute.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
He's coming. He's coming. Here he goes.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former FBI Director James Comey in a Virginia federal courtroom this morning. It'll be his first court appearance in the Justice Department case accusing him of lying to Congress. President Trump is suggesting that federal workers furloughed during the shutdown may not get their back pay when the government reopens. Six of the nation's top doctors speaking out against Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Department of Health.
For decades, surgeons general have issued warnings to the public on everything from the effects of cigarettes and alcohol to guidance on mental health. Now these former surgeons general, who worked under every Democratic and Republican president since George H.W. Bush, including one appointed by President Trump in his first term, are warning Americans about their own health leaders, saying they felt compelled to speak out because they believe Kennedy is endangering the health of the nation.
ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott. Peace talks continuing in Egypt on ending the now two-year-old war in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. City of Ashland officials are exploring the feasibility of purchasing the Northland College campus following the school's permanent closure. The college officially closed at the end of the last school year, after more than a year of attempts to work around budget constraints. The closure left 112 employees without a job and displaced a Meals for Seniors program. In the months since, a number of smaller portions of the college have been sold off, including the baseball and softball fields. College officials say they're hoping to sell the 130-acre main campus as a whole, rather than splitting it into different parcels and smaller sales. The city of Ashland has now emerged as a potential buyer for the full campus. According to an Ashland Daily Press report, the Ashland City Council approved hiring Civilis consultants to explore potential uses for the campus and the feasibility of purchasing it. The organization will be tasked with gathering data on financial constraints, potential revenue streams, and real estate market conditions before developing a plan for the campus. The goal is to determine if the City of Ashland could finance the potential purchase and if the campus could generate enough revenue to make their plans permanent. Potential plans could include new housing developments, hospitality opportunities, and exploring ways the campus could continue to be used for educational purposes. Organization officials say they could finish developing that plan by early November. Got extra toys at home? Well, the Flambeau River Y is hosting a toy drive from October 13th through to November 13th to collect new or gently used toys for their dropping childcare room. Your donations help them create a fun, engaging, and welcoming space for the little ones while their parents are enjoying the Y. If you'd like to donate, email hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. That's hlitwaitis at ymcanw.org. Wisconsin's favorite gas station is officially going penniless. Connie Feldman has more.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Game 3, Brewers and Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers playing the Cubs at Wrigley Field. First pitch at 4:08 this afternoon. It'll be Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester's first career start in the postseason.
And yeah, man, I'm going to be fired up. I'm already starting to feel that anxious, that good nerves. I'm fired up.
What's it like for the right-hander who just turned 25 years old? Manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Hey, Murph, with Quinn getting the start, just what's impressed you about his growth this entire season?
Yeah. How rapid it's been. This guy went from, you know, being a triple-A pitcher for the last couple of years to emerging as a real presence, giving his team a chance very often. And just to see that happen right before your eyes, and it's pretty special. He's still a young pitcher.
NBA ESPN.com again reporting the Bucks engaged in trade talks that could have sent Giannis to the Knicks. The Bucks say they've always kept in close contact with Giannis in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some local sports info, Rib Lake topped Phillips last night in girls volleyball. It took all five matches to do that, all five sets, 15-7. Rib Lake winning the last one. Phillips JV won 3-0. Phillips volleyball goes to Gilman on Saturday. The Mosinee volleyball team topping Lakeland last night 3-0. The Lakeland soccer team, boys soccer, they continue to roll. A 6-0 win over Mosinee as Marshall, we had four goals. Marshall Holmquist with four goals for Lakeland in that victory yesterday. Checking out the sports schedule. Of course, nothing today on Wednesday, but tomorrow the Shawamigan 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls basketball team. They're winding down their season. They'll travel up to Ashland for a middle school game coming up tomorrow. Now, the varsity football game that was scheduled Friday night for Shawamigan, that got canceled against South Shore. No word yet on whether there will be a game on Friday night. As of right now, there is not a Shawamigan football game on Friday night. On the Phillips sports schedule, for tomorrow, the volleyball 7th and 8th grade team will play host to Rib Lake tomorrow, and the high school football team on Friday. Big game for Hurley. This is a win. You're probably in the playoffs. Lose, you're probably out for Hurley at home. Phillips, of course, just one loss on the year, but they are not playoff eligible due to enrollment constrictions there by the WIAA. The Prentice 7th and 8th grade volleyball team will entertain Athens tomorrow in local sports action around the area.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Birthdays. Karen Skaggs is celebrating a birthday today. Karen, happy birthday to you. I see your friends. Looks like Diane and the crew. Yeah, Tracy, the whole crew there. So, Karen, happy birthday to you. We'll put you in for the cake drawing. That comes up on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. If you're celebrating here on this 8th day of October, some other celebrities that get to share the day with you. Nick Cannon, the actor, Easy Money, Underclassmen, Drumline, and others. 45 for Nick Cannon today. Matt Damon, he's a pretty big movie star. I guess in modern day terms, you could label that. He shared the Best Original Screenplay Oscar for Good Will Hunting with friend and co-star Ben Affleck, and was nominated also for Best Actor for The Martian in 2016. He's done a lot of movies. 55 for Matt Damon today. Emily Proctor, the actress from TV's CSI Miami, celebrating a 57th birthday today. Bill Elliott, the NASCAR driver, celebrating 70 years on the planet today. Anthony Kenny, he is with the Kentucky Headhunters. He's 72. Ricky Lee Phelps, the ex-Kentucky Headhunter Brothers Phelps guitarist and singer, is 72. Sigourney Weaver, she had 3 Oscar nominations, 2 of them Best Actress and for Gorillas in the Mist, and for Best Supporting Actress for Working Girl. Sigourney Weaver, Hollywood actress, superstar, I think would be a good label. She's 76 today. That's not her real name. Her real name is Susan Weaver, not Sigourney. Susan Ray is 81 today. Why am I not placing that name, Susan Ray? Let's learn together. Let's see here. Susan Ray, an American country singer. All right. Did some songwriting and singing back in the 70s. All right. Now it kind of rings a bell a little bit. Chevy Chase celebrating today, the charter member of the Saturday Night Live TV show, which is still going. Of course, classic films such as Fletch, Caddyshack, Vacation. I think acting, comedic acting legend, Chevy Chase. His real name is Cornelius Crane. Cornelius Crane. He's Chevy Chase to us, and he is 82 today. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is 84 today. Civil rights leader, economic action leader, they call him. Political and radio host, too. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, still going, 84. 84 for Jesse. And Paul Hogan, Mr. Crocodile Dundee himself. Paul Hogan is celebrating an 86th birthday today.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve 0 preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Len Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
I feel like kind of a dummy. I feel like I disrespected Susan Ray, country artist from back in the 70s. She had a lot of big hit songs back then. We'll play one when we get a moment here in just a little bit. But I feel like either my brain is shrinking or maybe she wasn't as popular as what I thought. She had top 10 country hits. So Susan Ray. Sorry, Susan. Wonder if she's Colin Ray's mom. Probably not. Let's talk volleyball. Colin Hoagland is joining us, the head coach of the Phillips volleyball team. Colin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing today?
Good. You remember Susan Ray? Do you that name recall anything in your brain? Susan Ray? No?
Susan Ray. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. She was a 70s country artist. She had a lot of big hits, and I don't even remember. I'm kind of embarrassed. She had a song called L.A. International Airport, which rung a bell in my brain for some reason.
Oh, that one does. Yep, I remember that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's talk a little Phillips volleyball. We are winding down the season, actually, Coach. Just a few more matches left here before tournament time. So give us a little recap on how the season has gone so far for the Logger girls.
Well, I'll first talk a little bit about last night's match. We ended up playing Rib Lake. They're ranked second state in Division 5, and we were at Logger Camp, and we won the first two games, and we got in a struggle in the third game, came out of it in the fourth, and took a lead in the fifth, and they ended up getting it together, and we struggled down the stretch, and we lost 2-3. So yeah. That was a tough one, but we started the season off pretty rough here. We've got... we graduated some great seniors the last couple of years. Matea Eckert was an all-state first-team player. And trying to find our identity with a team mainly made up of sophomores, we started out 2-9. Now we've won 6 of our last 8. So we're coming around at the right time of year here. So hopefully good things happen as we approach tournament time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, these D5 teams around the area, they're having a lot of success. They get a lot of tough competition during the regular season, and then they play D5 tournaments and do really well, and it seems like the success that you have had and Coach Murphy and Prentice and Mercer, that's kind of become contagious. It's kind of spread out to some other schools now, and other schools are also benefiting from the tough competition they faced with you, and they're better now too, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, I'm going through our schedule this morning with a few things, and this year we have 7 of our losses are to state-ranked teams. So we've had a tough schedule, and it doesn't look good when you look at your record, but when you come to seeding, you consider the strength of your schedule. So that's going to help out, and it can be a challenge up here in the Northwoods geographically. Because, I mean, volleyball, just like most of the other high school sports, is a year-round sport, and trying to get competition and traveling, the traveling teams and stuff, they've got a long ways to go. So it takes a lot of dedication from the parents and the players.
Yeah. You mentioned the youth of your team a little bit. Who's been some of the players who have stepped forward, some of the leaders as the season has progressed here, Coach?
So So we've got 9 chord players, and then we have some girls who play both JV and varsity. But our seniors are Rayleigh Williams and Macy Hertland. And as you know, as we started out, we didn't play leagues this summer, so it took us a little while to get people in their right places and get the right rotation working. So Rayleigh Williams, she's our libero now. And then Macy is playing as a middle blocker. So they've improved their game a lot. They have more of a sense of urgency, being that they're seniors.
Yeah.
And then our juniors are Gabby Prosek, who went from being a middle a couple weeks ago against Athens. We had 2 girls sick, so we played a lineup we had never even practiced before. And Gabby moved from the middle to the outside, and she had a great night there. So she's holding that position. And then Layla Staroba, who's been on varsity for the last 3 years, so she's had some great role models. She moved from libero for the last 2 years to become our setter and is doing a phenomenal job. So, and then the rest of the team is all sophomores except for our freshman, Caitlin Cordaire, who is an outside hitter. The sophomores, Annika Tobias is an outside hitter who currently leads the conference in the number of kills that she has. Chloe Esterholm is a defensive specialist. Maya Hertland is a right side hitter, so she does some setting off a serve receive. So that, and then Delaney Four is our other middle blocker. So that's our core 9 players that we have.
Gotcha. Oh, you've been coaching for a few years now, Coach. You've seen some real good athletes come through. It's got to be a lot of fun for you to maybe have some of those athletes come back during homecoming week, or maybe watch some of them even move on to play college ball. I'm sure that brings you a lot of joy as a coach, along with coaching your current team, right?
I got to tell you, Joel, it's the highlight of being a coach when you have those players come back. I actually have one player who graduated our team that was in the sectional finals, and she was back. She's in Phillips just for a week here. She line judged the varsity match last night. She's
nice.
Coming into practice tonight, and it's just great to have that lifetime friendship that you build.
Yeah, exactly. Who's helping you out this year, Coach, with the assistant stuff?
Well, when we talk about former players, JoJo Baraka is my assistant coach in training to take over the program. She's doing a phenomenal job. I let her be in charge of a lot of things. She was a setter, all-conference player, first team for 3 years as a setter, and that her team had huge success. So she really talks to the girls and works with them on that mindset of, you know, instead of just being close, you know, win these games that you're capable of winning. So I can't say enough about JoJo. My wife, Jill, who said she was done after last year, she's back helping again this year. So she drives from work every night, 45 minutes up to practice in Phillips, because she works over at Artisans in Glenflora. And then our JV coach is Emily Knipp, who's a high school social studies teacher.
All right. So as we get toward tournament time, what are things looking at? Coach always likes to kind of peek at the brackets and just kind of see some of the possibilities. What are some of the things we're looking at with tournament time?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Joel. If you've looked at it, our sectional in Division IV up north here has 6 of the top 10 ranked teams in state.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Chippewa Falls McDonald has moved up a division, so they're number 1. Eau Claire Regis, who was a state runner-up last year, they're number 2. Webster, who's in our regional, is 5. Edgar, who knocked us off in the regional finals last year, is 6. And then Marshfield Columbus is 7. And so it's going to be a tough road. You know, we're working on some building blocks here, so we're hoping that we can get a first-round home game and then hopefully win that second round on the road and get to the regional finals and just see what happens. So
Yeah, the competition level is just crazy. You see so many of these matches now, Coach, going to that fifth and final set all across the area. I think I mentioned this to you before, and I was talking with a coach, in fact, last week here at Chequamegon about the fact that how high school or how the popularity of college volleyball has really created additional excitement, I think, at the high school level for girls and guys, too, getting together and watching these matches. And that excitement at UW, the Badgers in Madison, that's trickling down to other programs in the state, isn't it?
I got to tell you, Joel, it's been incredible. I start coaching in 1994. My niece, Kim Art, was in high school at the time. I was coaching in Hayward. She's been the head coach at UW-Eau Claire for over 15 years now.
Yeah.
So UW-Eau Claire won the national title. We've taken girls down there to watch. We go to a team camp down there. The girls, for a birthday party, the girls went down to Madison and watched UW Badgers play, and some girls are going down next week to watch them play again. So it's a good thing for the state of Wisconsin to have the Badgers, and a team like UW Eau Claire and all the UW schools are very competitive. So
yeah, it's such a fast-paced sport, and the changing of the scoring system many years ago to allow you to score on any service and just all that. I think when you've been around it long enough, Coach, but you don't see it. But I think when people come outside and they experience a match maybe for the first time in a while, the energy, the pace, the excitement of it, I think surprises some people.
Well, I can tell you a little story, Joel. My neighbor who helps me out with some construction work around here, he graduated in 1975 and hadn't been to a volleyball match since then. And he came and watched us play Prentice, and he could not believe what the high school athletes are doing on the volleyball court these days. It's the game has evolved a great deal, and it's a sport where it's like, I mean, there's a role for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 4'11" or you're 6'2". There's a role that you can play at nearly any level. So.
Right. Well, it sounds like these remaining matches that you have are important for your seeding, and you've got a tournament this Saturday. Where is it? Gilman, is that right?
Yep, we play at Gilman, and here's another little exciting story for the girls. They get to play against Flambeau for the first time in a few years, and several of the girls have friends on the Flambeau team, and then actually Vince Ross, the principal in Phillips, his daughter is actually the setter there. So so he'll be there. It'll be interesting to see who's cheering for in that game.
Yeah, those rivalries are always fun. All right, Coach, we look forward to doing some tournament stuff with you. So thanks for taking time to update us on Logger Volleyball, and thank you for all the time and effort over the years you've put in to make these memories for the girls. So thank you so much, Coach.
Well, thank you, Joel, for having me. You have a great day.
You too. Colin Hoagland, he's head coach of the Logger Girls Volleyball team. And as always, everything we do here in Reality Radio, we'll archive it for you. So if you missed some of the interview stuff, check in the podcast section of 98QCountry.com in a day or so, and you'll be able to listen to it on demand.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Country.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Well, since I felt like I dissed Susan Ray earlier, the country singer from back in the 70s, who's 81 today, the song that really made her famous that apparently I missed at some point along the way was this one right here called L.A. International Airport. Susan Ray.
Standing in that silent hall, waiting for that final call, says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag. Trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly, I start walking to the door. The cab arrives, he blows his horn. I stumble out in the early morn. Tell him of the place I've got to go. Hit 100 signal lights. Peterbilt sent a traffic fight. Getting through these doors has been so slow. LA International Airport, where the big jet engines roar. LA International Airport, I won't see him anymore. Stewardess in a miniskirt, a hippie in a leather shirt, started on the way to Naples Road. Diplomat, college kids are trying to get back home. Baggage cart goes quickly by, see my case and I start to cry. Stumble to the lounge to be alone. And while I'm trying to get some rest, I bite my lips and try my best to fight the pain that's making me leave home. L.A. International
She is Susan Ray back in 1971. She was a pretty big country star. That was a little bit. I'm a young guy, see, so it's a little bit before my time. So I'm going to officially let myself off the hook on that one. We're going to talk YMCA with Scott Schultz, who is executive director of our Flambeau River YMCA. We'll do that in just a little bit here at about 9:45.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Well, Phillips Cafe, always a great value and great food there. Plenty of food for the value at Phillips Cafe right on Highway 13 there in Phillips. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo today. If you can use them, or maybe a son or daughter, granddaughter lives in that area, you can use them. Can't resell them, but you can give them to someone if you want. So 4 tickets. Just text us a keyword today, sometime today, gray, G-R-A-Y, gray. And we will be more than happy to give you a shot to win those several entries already. Do that through the free Civic Media app. Now, if you haven't checked out all our community events on the community calendar, please do so, 98qcountry.com/events. You'll see information on the Deck the Rail fundraiser, which is going on right now. You can contact Shannon down at City Hall to get your wreath in memory of someone or in honor of someone. And that's something they've been doing for quite a few years. They deck the rails now down at Old Abe Memorial Park. Also, this Saturday is the 15th annual, they've been doing this, the Rib Cook-Off. And they do this at Burger's Bar and Grill as a fundraiser for youth wrestling and for Wounded Warriors also. So you may want to consider that on Saturday. Some good grub down there as they work hard from early in the morning till afternoon to put all that together. And that's, again, you can see links to those and information at 98qcountry.com/events. I think Big G is going to swing on by. He'll join us in just a moment here. We'll get you a little music in the meantime on Reality Radio.
98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got
Chevrolet. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
A little Mark Chestnut there at 98Q Country on Reality Radio. You hear rumblings of Big G in the background. He has made his way into the studio. Lena from Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden also making their way in. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning,
how we
gentlemen.
Doing? How we doing today? A little cool out there this
good,
morning.
Good, yeah. Fall weather.
A little ice on Butternut Lake yet? There,
I hope so. I hope so. I want snowmobiling.
Let's get a good winter here. I said that earlier. Let's get a first week of December. We've got enough to open the trails and go right through the middle of March. All right?
We're due. Absolutely. December 15th. Trails are open.
Yep. That'd be wonderful.
We are due for a good snowy winter.
Definitely.
We certainly hope so. Well, Lena, we've got some always exciting, fun things going on at Lena's Bar and Grill. For those who like a little seafood, you got a little change up to the menu, right?
Well, Lena's Northern Pines.
Lena's Northern, what did I say?
You said Bar and Grill.
Oh, Lena's Northern Pines, okay. Well, Bar and Grill, you can go there for some good burger, good stuff, but as far as the crab legs go, Lena's Northern Pines.
You'll have to excuse him. He's a Minnesota fan.
I get the seafood. I'm just a North guy. Is there seafood? Yeah, for sure. There is seafood. Yeah. I eat it. Yeah. But we got some crab leg stuff going on, right?
Yeah, we're starting a little something new, gentlemen. We're going in a little bit of different direction out at the Pines. Our German night on Thursday nights. We're moving that to Wednesdays. We're putting that pork schnitzel on Wednesdays. People are enjoying it. We don't want to eliminate it. And also on Wednesdays, buy a pizza, get 150% off. It's getting cold outside. We get those cravings in the fall, bulking up for the winter time. So, but Thursday, starting this week, crab legs, soup and salad bar are available with the crab legs on Thursdays.
Okay. All right. Very good.
And we're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Saturday.
Is that
correct?
Okay.
Until the snowmobile season hits, then we'll open up more.
Okay. All right. Your dinner destination. And when people are starting to think about some of those holiday parties already, you guys can just take care of it for them, right?
Yeah,
you can just take care of it.
And speaking of holiday parties, another fun thing going on at the Pines, Big G, we have an addition being built onto the building. The wood actually started going up this week, and we're looking hopefully in about 4 to 5 weeks having that extra edition open on the side of that what we call a tiki bar out there, and that'll be a year-round Lena's sidebar out there for parties. We'll have some pool tables in there, and that bar will be fully functional year-round now. Before, it was only available for a couple months because of the way it was set up, so we're correcting all of those.
Sure,
things.
So lots more room out there now, and
so if people have larger parties, wedding parties,
absolutely,
stuff like that, I mean, you got room, yep, to host quite a few people, right?
We already have two parties booked in November for 120-plus people. So that capacity is there. We could probably push 130. But if you have a large group or even a smaller family group that you'd like to get together for the holidays or celebrate your employees with a nice evening out at the Pines, I'm very flexible on pricing. I'll work within your budget. And we have many options to choose from.
Yeah, anniversaries, celebrations, and stuff like that. It's just a good atmosphere for all that. All right.
And the cabins?
Oh, available year-round, Big G. Hey,
yep,
all you grouse hunters, all you deer hunters out there, even the ATVers have been staying with us recently due to the color changing on the leaves. But I tell you what, guys, did you hold on to your wigs this last weekend that wind? It stripped the trees bare. It was like,
yeah.
5 days of colors and then poop, gone.
Well, you had a big rally out there last weekend.
Yes.
So you had a
Lena Palooza out there.
Lena,
yes,
Palooza. Yeah. Yeah. Those ATVs getting good gas miles as long as they're going the right direction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some serious wind gusts out there. But it sounded like you had you had quite a time out there with Lena Palooza, too.
Yeah. It was our second annual one. And I'm just so proud of the fact of all the people that stepped up and did a ride. And a big shout out and kudos to Binky Lavoie. He is the mastermind behind that, and the support system, and the Flambeau Riders Club, the Chicken Chokers Club. They raised over $1,100 for Catkins, and we're looking every year to continue to grow it and have our local bars participate in it with us, because it takes a community to take care of each other, whether it's family or our furry friends. We stick together and we help everybody along.
Yep, every little bit helps, that's for sure. So your dinner destination is Lena's. If you haven't been out there recently, just a beautiful facility right there on Butternut Lake. And not too cold yet. You can still slip outside to the grassy area out there and enjoy it hasn't iced over yet. So
got some nice fall colors up here. And let's talk about, we're still delivering on Friday and Saturday?
Yes, we are.
All
from
right.
4 to 8. We're happy to deliver right to your home. Anything off the menu on Friday and Saturday nights.
Okay.
Doesn't just have to be pizzas. You can have, you want the smoked pork buffet stuff on Saturday night, we'll deliver it to you.
Yeah, out at Lena's Northern Pines, and of course Lena's Bar and Grill right in Glidden there. If people want to just maybe a little, just a different atmosphere, maybe a good burger and stuff like that, and talk about the Lena's right in Glidden there a little bit for those who haven't been there.
We've had the Pines now for about 15 months, and it still surprises me that people in the area didn't realize that we own the bar and grill for Glidden for over 4 years. And it's like, come on down. You know, if you're traveling up to Ashland or you're coming back from Ashland, we're right on Grant Street there. Burgers, beef, chicken, the same pizzas and burgers that you're enjoying at the Pines are the same pizzas and burgers that we're serving at the bar. It's more of a family-style setting in the bar. It's not so rough, rugged bar. It's more of a family-oriented, where people can be comfortable to bring in their kids. And all are welcome.
All right, very good. And if people want to check out any availability, like the cabins and stuff like that, the website, what is it, Lena?
Lena'sNorthernPines.net.
Lena'sNorthernPines.net. All right, awesome. Going to be a good winter. We're all crossing our fingers.
And speaking of the lodging, Joel, 15% off right now through April if you lodge with us. When you go on the Northern Pines site, you'll see a little bonus button, a discount button. So even if you just need a night or two to stay, or you got family that's crowding you out over the holidays, get on the website now and book and use that little button to get 15% off.
Yeah, send the relatives out to Lena's, all right? they may think you're just dissing them at first, but then once they stay there a night or two, then the problem is they're going to want to come back every year.
You're treating them, you know.
yeah, so you got a couple things to think about there, but it sounds like it's been a wonderful place for people to use to, if they want to have people visit them in the Northwoods, but they just don't have, a ton of space. Go on out to Lena's.
What a great great venue. You know, if you got fall weddings coming up, you can you can have your whole wedding party stay right there, and you got the food and everything there, and they can take beautiful pictures there at your place. So yeah, what a great. What a great venue for weddings and so forth, from fall weddings.
And Big G, I know you're always hungry like a bear.
Oh, yeah.
We're already got plans going on for Thanksgiving. We will be open at Thanksgiving on that Thursday. We'll have more information to come down the road, what we'll be serving. Obviously, turkey will be on the menu, but we're toying around with a turkey buffet where come on in and help yourselves to the delicacies available on those buffets. So.
Another one of my favorite words, buffet.
Yes, lenasnorthernpines.net. Check out the website right out there on Butternut Lake. All right, very good, Lena. Always good to see you.
Nice to see you, gentlemen.
Thank
also.
You. Big G.
You too, Joel.
Yes, we're going to get scouted.
We have a $25 certificate, too.
We'll give that away. We'll hold on to that for a second. We'll let that simmer a little bit on the back burner. How does that sound?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, and we'll give away that soon here on Reality Radio.
No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accident.
More of Reality Radio. We're going to get you updated on what's going on with our local Flambeau River YMCA, our monthly visit. We got Scott here, Scott Schultz from the YMCA on the fly. Good morning, Scott. How are we doing?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Yeah, morning. Good. Mornings are busy for you. You guys got a lot going on over there in the mornings with your exercise classes and such like that. So, right?
Absolutely. We actually just finished our class here at 9:10 this morning, and I quick showered up and headed on over.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, let's update people. We always like to, every month, kind of give them an update on things that are happening with the YMCA as we get into the fall and the winter months here. So, let's talk about some events coming up here at the Y, first of all.
Well, we've got a really big one here coming up. It's not an event, but it's going to be a really big program that I think that a lot of families are really going to enjoy and rally around. We're going to be opening up a child watch department for drop-in care. So if you're a parent with a small child, 6 weeks old through 7 years, if you want to be able to get in your workout or take a group exercise class, but you've got your infant there that can't obviously go into the group exercise class, we're going to have that child watch department available for families.
Nice.
And as that program, it's a non-licensed program, so we're able to use that for our family can use that for up to 3 hours a day for any number of days of the week. It's $3 an hour or $30 a week. So if you're somebody that comes and uses it every single day, that weekly purchase will be a lot better. And if you're somebody that only uses it sporadically for an hour or two or here, then that the hourly option's a lot better. And we wanted to make sure that our members had those
It sounds like
available.
A great option, because I'm sure that's a restriction for a lot of people. You know, dad might be working, mom's with the kids, love to work out, but what am I going to do with the three-year-old?
Absolutely. And we wanted to, when we made this program, we're going to be opening it up in November. We don't have an exact date yet. It'll be around the hiring for it, but we're looking at November for that, and it's built around our group exercise schedule. So right around 8 a.m. until 11, and then 4 till 7 p.m. For the daily drop-in care. And if you understand where the Y is, the room will be that third classroom all the way down the hallway right next to the group exercise studio. So if you take a class, it's drop off and go, so you can go straight to class without having to worry or be too far.
All right. Another good option.
Absolutely. And then we do have an event coming up here on October 15th from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. We're partnered with Techquity and the United Way of the Northwoods, and we're going to be doing a no-cost laptop distribution. So if you are a individual or a family that does not already have a personal computer or a laptop, or fall into one of the ALICE categories, or you were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, we have this program is meant to get you connected and get you that extra layer of protection. So we're partnered with them, and very thankful the Northwestern Wisconsin Workforce Investment Board is also going to come down from Ashland and teach a internet safety program. So as you get your laptop and you get acquainted with all of the different utilizations of that, there's going to be some educational pieces people can take or not take, up to them, depending on their level of comfort, and get going for the day.
All right. So,
and all that information is right on the our Facebook page.
All right. So yeah. The program is meant for those who may not have a laptop. Is
correct.
That right? Okay.
Yep.
And maybe restrictions for whatever reason prevent them from getting one. It's just a wonderful way, because we all know if you have a laptop, and it does make life a little easier to be able to take something with you.
Right.
You know, whatever it may be, going to grandma and grandpa's house or whatever. You know, if you're locked into doing work or whatever in one spot at one location, it can be kind of tough in today's work world.
Oh, absolutely. If you're, and you think about all the times that we're on the move nowadays.
Yeah,
and if you have that available to be able to take care of work or take care of even just the, you know, you have 15 minutes while your kid's at dance class to be able to do the family budget and update that, that's a great opportunity to do so and have that on the fly.
All right. Contact the Y for more information on that program. All
absolutely.
Right.
That'll be happening right at the Y.
Okay.
And then one more that we recently announced is the Senior Game Night. We went ahead and did that one a couple of months ago as a one-nighter, but it was very well received by the community. And so now Nancy and her team have gone ahead and made that a last Thursday of every month. Senior Game Night at the Y from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m.
You better have the rule books out. That's all I'm saying. I play games with my dad before, and older people, and they, you know, sometimes the rule book is needed, right?
I'm 39 and my brother is 41, and we still have to cite the rule book every time we play Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so when you're in jail, do you get to collect rent? That's always a big thing. Check the rule book. We did this 10 times already. So all kinds of different fun games, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. And we have about 30 different games at the Y, but we always invite people to bring their own games to change things up and try something new.
Okay. So what nights are we doing this again now?
The last Thursday of every month.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Right at the YMCA. What time does that start then?
4 p.m. until 6 p.m.
Wonderful. That sounds like a good time. All right. So as always, if people aren't familiar with the YMCA, if you're new to the area, or maybe you're just a busy schedule, you haven't had a chance to go in there, people are welcome to come in and check out the facility during the normal hours. You guys will give them a little tour, right?
Absolutely. We'll give you a tour and talk about the different aspects of membership and group exercise studio and the wellness center, opportunities for 24/7 access, or the membership for all program that will reduce membership rates by up to 90%.
Yeah. And the 24/7 access, you mentioned to me a couple weeks ago that that's become very popular. People slipping in early morning hours and getting their workout in, right?
Absolutely. Early morning and late evening. So we get a lot of people from right around 8 p.m. on, and then that are coming in right around 4 a.m.
Yeah,
that 4 a.m. till 7 p.m. 7 a.m. is a really busy time.
Yeah, and you guys, you make it very easy for people. If you want to check if your insurance covers this, which a lot of them do, just bring in your insurance card, and you guys have a system that will almost just instantly check it out, right?
Absolutely. I believe it's a 9-digit code that comes onto your insurance card, and if you bring that, Abby and her team just check that out right onto the system, and they find out if you're eligible or not, but most insurances are eligible.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success with that, and also we just want to let people know you have a program in place to help out those who financially may not be able to afford the cost of the Y, but they want to, and you kind of have a support system in place for that, right?
Absolutely. So that's called the Membership for All option, and all we do is we take a look at your either a pay stub or W-2, and we can find out exactly what your membership rates would be. So like we say that the, you know, a household membership is $65 a month at the very most a person could pay, whereas it can go all the way down to 90% less than that with Membership for All based on your income constraints. And so it really opens up a lot of opportunity for people to take advantage and utilize those programs that might not otherwise be available to them.
All right. Very cool. Be sure to follow Flambeau River YMCA on Facebook, because you guys are real good on putting all kinds of updates and things that are going on at the facility on that Facebook page, right?
Absolutely. I put everything on the Facebook page at this time, but we're also launching a brand new website this week.
Nice.
And that'll be available. We'll do a big announcement on Facebook as well for people. And so everything that you see online and on Facebook will very soon also be available on the new website.
All right. Very exciting times. We continue to grow and meet the community's needs, right?
Absolutely.
Over the next few years, you'll see the programs and everything adjust and expand to what the community needs. That's kind of what the Y does, right?
That's right. Meet the community with what they're looking for and what they need. And that's why they say that if you've been to one Y, you've only been to one Y, because every Y is completely different from the rest. You know, Rhinelander's only 90 minutes away, and we're vastly different than them. And when I was in Wauwatosa in Milwaukee, we were 15 minutes away from different Ys, and the stark difference that you would have in every single facility was very different, because every community is different, has different needs.
Yeah. And don't be intimidated if, you know, maybe someone's listening and they're like, yeah, I'd like to start working out, but you know, those first couple of times are so awkward. I don't know the equipment. I don't know the people. But you guys are good at, you know, if they need help with a piece of equipment, they come in, you guys will kind of show them how it works, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a few different staff members that are, they do walkthroughs and show orientations with new members. But then we're also going to be hiring on two new wellness center attendants in the next couple of weeks that'll be starting up, that are well-versed in all of the equipment. And so every time a new member signs up, they'll be able to sign up with that wellness center attendant to have a one-on-one personal walkthrough of the fitness center and get them comfortable. And then we also have a couple personal trainers that'll be starting up.
Yeah, we all know once winter hits, it gets harder.
It does.
Harder to exercise. Those walks up and down 3rd Avenue and 5th Avenue, they don't happen very often. So utilizing the YMCA and the, whether it be the treadmill or lightweight workout or one of Nancy Demlow's fabulous classes, or you want to try and stretch the rule book on game night, whatever it may be, right?
Absolutely. There's something for everybody over at the Y right now.
You rule book stretchers. all right, so Flammable River YMCA on Facebook is a great place to get info, and watch that for information on the new website coming here very shortly, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Scott. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Joel. Yep. Always good to be here.
Scott Schultz, Executive Director of our Flammable River YMCA here on Reality Radio.
98Q Country.
I really hate to let this moment go. Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this, don't you want to stay? You wanna stay here a little while? We can make forever feel this way. Don't you wanna stay? Let's take it slow. I don't wanna move too fast.
Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, 98Q, Reality Radio Morning Show, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile, it's a listening ear, it's a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Thanks to all of our guests. We'll archive this in just a little bit here at 98QCountry.com. You can get podcasts on demand there. Not only a daily news roundup under 98QCountry.com, but the Gray Area, Reality Radio, sports games, and much more. Check out the podcast section. Mike McKay standing by. He's got a keyword for you that could get you four tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo. He's in 10 to 2. Gray's in 2 to 3:30. What? 2 to... Brewer Baseball, 3:30. All right. Let him off the hook. See you tomorrow. McKay in the midday. Next.
I know I gotta put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run.